Happy New Year!
Oh my God!
Merry New Year! How are you?
I wish that we could use "Merry" a lot more. How are you?
We can use Merry. It whenever we want. I'm giving you permission.
I know. Maybe that should be like, yeah, that would be Merry. Great. Merry, like, cause Merry. Merry birthday.
Merry birthday, darling. Merry birthday.
I am
birthday.
Feeling merry. I'm feeling Hello. Merry today.
I'm feeling very merry. I'm not, actually.
Hello,
I mean, I'm
Cheryl.
I'm not unmerry.
Happy New Year.
I'm not unmerry. I'm just, you know, it's Monday and I mean, actually, I'm not so bad. I put on makeup today. Like, I'm trying to. This is the first week, the first day of the first week that I plan on getting dressed and wearing makeup every day.
Bonnie.
But I'm just going to see. Also, I have started a new skincare regime.
Oh, okay, great.
And I'm trying to stick hard to it. These aren't resolutions because, of course, I'm perfect the way I am and I don't need to be better. But don't make a face. I am perfect the way I am and I don't need to be better. However, there are some habits that I would like to infuse into my amazingness.
Yeah.
And so that's what's happening. Okay. Oh, I also haven't told you about the best thing. But first, before I go on about myself, which I've already done, tell me about your holiday, Elsie.
Oh my gosh. It was great. I mean, we went over to Nanny and Pap's house in Pittsburgh and we hung out in their house.
Yay! COVID wins the day.
That was about it. I mean, the only time we actually just went to, I think I told you this, just Barnes & Noble three times.
You did. Mm-hmm.
And we hung out there and had some hot chocolate a little bit. The children, you know, shopped around. Maymay was not very happy to be there. She doesn't really necessarily like books. Hunter was in heaven. Every time that she would come back,
books.
She had like all of these books. Like that's all she wanted for Christmas too. She just got books. Like
I was
huge
like that too
books.
When I was a kid. Now that I'm an adult,
she
I'm just
loves,
like
May. Loves her books. And then so Maymay on the I just kept saying, you're gonna have to find something to do. Guess what she did?
What?
She went into the toy section at Barnes and Noble. Because they all look the same. So you can mm-hmm. imagine it. She mm-hmm. went to the toy section and she organized everything. So she went into every shelf and just made it nice. The entire shelf. And I went back and I walked around and I was like, you did such a fabulous job. She just organized all the toys. She put all of the stuffed animals like facing up and like some of them were laying down. Like they were all like laid up really beautifully. So how about that?
I'm amazed.
That's what she
to do it.
Because that's one of the only things that brings her joy is organization when she's into it.
Can she come over?
Oh my gosh. She can't. So I told her, okay, the weekend, you need to clean up. You know, it's a clean up for the weekend. You need to clean up your bedrooms to both of them. Mm-hmm. And the older one, Hunter, was on the phone with her best friends and they hadn't talked in so long. So she was on the phone forever. And then Maymay was cleaning up all the things. So she was on a roll and she did all the stuff. Then I walked into Hunter's room later on. And I looked around and I was like, great job, Hunter. This is fantastic. And Hunter goes, that was May. She cleaned up my room.
That's weird, dude. I have to applaud her commitment to weirdness. Because she has been weird since I met her. And she is not letting up anytime soon. And I love it. I love how weird she is.
She's fantastic. She's a phenomenal. She is so much like me.
It's true. Great. She is. So over Christmas, I went to Hershey Park. It was very cool, but cold.
I don't know what that is. You're going to have to. I just kind of went, yay, to you because.
I didn't know you didn't know what it was.
Is that where they make Hershey's Kisses?
No, it's Hershey, Pennsylvania is where Milton Hershey lived and started the Hershey Company. At first, it was a caramel company, and then it became a chocolate company.
Okay.
There was a little while there in the turn of the century where they were also making like soap and toothpaste and like it was like Hershey everything. Now it's just chocolate, but. Now it's like a museum and there's also a little ride where you like sit on it's kind of like it's a small world where you like go around and learn about the history of Hershey and then they dump you out in the biggest goddamn candy store you've ever seen in your life.
Oh my gosh.
With everything you can imagine. And then it also is an amusement park. So they have water slides, a whole water slide section. They have roller coasters. They have a midway with games. And then for Christmas, they also do like Christmas decorations and hot chocolate and all kinds of stuff. So it was really good.
Oh. All
it was right. super fun. And the New Year's, we were supposed to go visit my dad. And because of COVID, because my mother-in-law got COVID over Christmas. So we have been stuck in the house sort of ever since. Isaac's been going to school, actually, but he had a quarantine. Everyone else went back to school Monday last week. He didn't go back till Thursday because we were still waiting. She was still testing positive for a while. I know, man. It's the worst. And then he has his friends have it. My friends have it. Our cleaning lady has it. Everyone has it here. Like, everyone is living with someone that has it. No one's going out. It's weird because in Delaware, like I was saying, telling you earlier, in Delaware, it's bad, but it's never like New York bad. It's never like, holy shit, we can't leave the house bad. But it's, even though there's no mandate, it's worse now than it had. Like, if you look at the cases on the, like on the thing that they give you online, mm-hmm. It's like Delaware's like this, like right now. It's a huge jump. And I mean, no, the people that I know aren't going to die from it because it's milder and they've been vaccinated and whatever. But it's still creepy to see how many people have it and are getting. And I just don't want Isaac to get it because he'll be out of school for 2 weeks. Like, I can't afford for a school kid to get it.
I like how you're like, I don't want him to get it because he'll be home. I mean, all day, every day.
No, I mean, he'll fall behind, but yes, that as well. It's miserable. No, but you're right. That's true, too. I didn't think of that, but yes, that's true. He's already been home, though. That's the thing. We've had him home for 2 weeks already.
No,
I can't
I
look at his face much longer, I got to tell you. I can't. But also, I want to tell you something else, because I got an early birthday gift, and I haven't told anyone about it, and I thought maybe you would enjoy the idea of this gift, but now I'm not so sure. So I'm just going to tell you anyway.
No.
So I've been wanting this for a little while, and I saw someone post about it on Facebook, and I needed no more excuses. So for my birthday, which is on the 16th, I have purchased for myself an Oculus Quest 2.
What? For yourself?
For myself. And it is so goddamn fun.
That is so fun. What? I'm of all the things you could have said.
I know.
I would have been like.
The only other weird thing, right, would have been a motorcycle, right? Like, if I'd have said, I'm buying a motorcycle, you would have been like, what? This is the same thing. But I've really. So at the last birthday party that I went to with Isaac, they had VR. It was right before Christmas, and they had VR, a little booth that you could go in. We went in together. They gave us the goggles, and we're supposed to be at the North Pole in a snowball fight. And the second he put it on, he couldn't see me, obviously. Because you are totally immersed in the goggles. And he started freaking out because he couldn't see me anymore. He didn't know where I went. I disappeared. Right. I put it on and I was like, fuck that shit. Let's go with the snowball. Like, I was so excited. I was like, I'm in the North Pole. Oh, my God. I totally was, like, super excited. It was so cool. And ever since then, I was like, I need more virtual reality in my life. Immediately, I need more.
So you didn't get any vertigo or anything like that? Sometimes you can't. It'll give you vertigo where you get all dizzy and everything.
So as usual, when it comes to technology, I throw out the health and safety warnings and I put it on. And yeah, I should have read them because, yes, I got very, very nauseous. Because first of all, when you first start, you're only supposed to do a little at a time. And there are, you know, you can either stand up or sit down. And I did, you know, I stood up at first and then I sat down. And then when I sat down, I was zooming around because you can use the joystick to like zoom yourself around. So it was like my brain felt like I was moving, even though my body wasn't. When I took it off, I was like, oh, mama, I'm going to be sick. I was super sick.
It's like in the movie Keanu Reeves, The Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said he's going to pop because he had too much.
I made a mistake. I think for each session, you should only do about a half hour. You should only do standing up or sitting down. Like if you're going to, you know, and if you are sitting down and you're moving, don't zoom your ass around like you're racing a car. And I wasn't. I was social. I was in a virtual world while I was socializing. But one of the other members in the room taught me how to zoom. So I started zooming around to talk to different people. And then when I got out, I was like, oh, God, I feel terrible. But I've gotten used to it by now. I'm better now. But the first day, and Scott was so mad because he's had vertigo for like 3 years. And he's like, why would you do this to yourself? And I was like, I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't know. And he was like, I've been dizzy like this for 2 years. You're telling me you did this to yourself? Take it back right now. And I was like, no, it's my birthday. Fuck off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is something that I've wanted to play with, but I don't know. But, you know, really? I think that. Look
really
at it.
Fun.
Seems like Bonnie has a good idea. VR coming to She Podcast Live in 2022.
So this past weekend, I solved I solved a mystery, visited Machu Picchu, and went to a dance club.
Okay, it must be kind of fun. Are you actually moving around physically?
Last getting night, up when you're out in the dance club, yes, because they're showing, they're teaching you dances and stuff. Like they're like, and then actually, you see a crowd start to crowd around you, like you're the best dancer there.
Oh my gosh.
But of course, they're all cartoons.
I got to tell you, that's an amazing idea, a VR podcast conference. Because online is different. You're in a Zoom room. It's not that big of a deal. But a VR conference, you could go in there and go and talk to this person or go over here and talk to that person. You can move around.
So they actually have apps where you can meet. I think it's called Meet VR. And if I had one and you had one, Elsie, we could have in, I mean, we'd be cartoon characters, but we would go in and sit down and push papers across from one another, write on the chalkboard and stuff. Like they have virtual reality work meeting set up. It's just that no one else I know has one but me so far.
So you're going into the metaverse. You're leaving the human world and you're going into the metaverse.
Yes.
Well,
atta girl.
I may never come back.
I mean, I could test it out. I just, but see, it's one of those things where, how much is it? I'm sorry to, you know, how much is
for the one with the smallest storage is 300.
Okay. So.
It's not that bad. It's like, not as bad as an iPad.
Let's say $300. If I had the $300 and I was going to invest it in something, I probably will buy like a standing desk around the $300 mark. Like that to me would feel like, or maybe, there's so many other things before I would buy a VR thingy that I would spend. In fact, I would even buy something for the Nintendo Switch because, you know, Maymay has
a
Nintendo Switch. And there's one that you have like, I don't know if you've seen this, but I guess there's one that has a, it's kind of like you're actually driving.
Yeah.
Right? And so there's a thing like that where you have to use your body and drive the whole thing. Like, and if you don't move, it doesn't, you got to be on it. So I would probably do something like that. Although I don't think it's $300. I think it's less than that.
I mean, it's $300. And then I still haven't figured out the best way to wear it with glasses because they have a glasses separator, but it's like you put a piece in and then it's supposed to separate the thing from your head. But like if you are sweaty, which you are, if you're dancing, your glasses get fogged up and then you can't see shit. So I had to keep like last night I was working out and I had to keep opening the glasses, fanning my face, putting it back on. And then immediately they fog up again. It was really pissing me off.
Oh, my God.
Pretty soon they're going to have a thing where you punch in your eyeglass prescription.
They have that. It's $65 and they're press on prescription VR lenses. So I can get those. Which I think I might do because it is a pain with the glass. It's either pushing on your face or they're too low and you have to keep yanking the thing up. It's hard. So, So I just bought it because it was the one thing I could think of that was just fun and nothing else.
Okay.
No hobby that I want to start. No obligation to feed something or water something or work out with other people. Like, it's just pure fun. I can't explain it any other way except it's so much fun and I am lacking that so much for many.
I'm all for that.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
I am probably the only almost 50-year-old woman playing those games, but I don't care. It's fun.
I don't think so. I have a feeling that there's more. It's just that,
sure you're right.
You know, it depends on where you're hanging out, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I was socializing, it was like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I work in a warehouse. What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm still in grad school. Oh, I have my own business.
Right.
Oh, I'm 47 years old.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
I'm like a creeper.
It's totally, that's what I'm saying. It's, I think it depends on where you're hanging out. It's kind of like with the whole podcasting thing. That's why going to, you know, the conferences is so fun because everybody speaks. You're like, oh, yeah, you too. Right. And then you can,
you know.
So, I'm sure with the VR headsets and all of that stuff, it's kind of the same.
You know, your birthday's coming up. Maybe I'll get you one, too, so we can hang out.
Oh,
and, like,
my God.
Play games.
No.
You wouldn't play games with me?
I mean, okay. Yes, I would play games with you. Okay. I mean, I would play games with you, but you don't have to get me a VR headset.
I know. I don't
have to do anything. Could you imagine we do? I'm sorry, what?
I don't have to do anything. But I'm saying if it's, you know, it's a big birthday.
That would be hilarious. Yeah. I think that yeah, it is a
big
birthday.
Guys, you think we should do it? Dude. Let us know. feedback@shepodcast.com.
Hey, should for my 50th birthday, should Jess buy me a VR headset?
I mean, the answer is obviously yes. Who would say no to that? Nobody.
I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking like, I don't know what I want for my 50th birthday. I guess.
I wasn't going to ask you. I'm just going to buy it for you.
Oh my God.
I don't know what you want either.
Elsie, don't you realize it's not about you?
I know. I don't know what I want either. I mean, I'd rather get my own presents for my 50th birthday.
But That's not going to happen anytime.
It's like, no. And I mean, too, with those on, I know we're all like playing with the VR stuff. That would be
at least this way we can go on trips together and you don't have to leave North Carolina.
I know. See, this would be okay. I guess.
Oh, the knit pants. Elsie, you didn't see, but on my Facebook page.
I did see the knit pants. And sorry, Amber. Amber, even though those are kind of cool, I yes.
Kind of cool.
I don't want them because I know it's they stretch. They're going to stretch out a little bit. And you know what? In all honesty, Amber, maybe you can understand this. Amber Holly is in the chat. She also lives in Asheville. And Asheville has taken the joy out of anything that is remotely hippie.
Why?
Because there is so much of it here that it's not. There's so much, Jess. It's like, oh, my God. And then I can't.
Boo.
It's too much. Everybody looks like they are fairy. Everybody looks like they I want to
so
dress
annoying.
Up in the. I can't say normal because it's not normal. The rest of the world can have a sweatshirt. But in Asheville, you had the tie-dyed ripped up.
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
With the sparkles on the thing
like the
and wings in the back. And so, no, I don't want to walk around and then have everybody go like, oh, yeah, like, and fit in. I guess you know that. Like, I'm
God
so
forbid.
Anti-fitting in.
It's so funny now that now Elsie, to fit in there, she has to dress conservative. She has to get the polo shirt with the khaki pants.
Oh, no, not even that. Like, I can't do that because that doesn't fit well. So, yeah, I'm developing my own vibe.
Finally at 50, she develops her own vibe. News at 11.
No. In Asheville, because
I just
it's
mean in general.
So normal. It's like,
so what's your new vibe? I got to hear this.
Oh my gosh. It is like this. It's rugged sleek.
Rugged sleek?
I love it.
Rugged sleek. So it's like.
I can fully picture what that is without you having to explain it.
Yeah.
Just so
right?
you know. Yes.
Like, even like.
If you've seen Elsie, you know what this looks like.
Yeah. So super like there's an element of being tailored, but at the same time, there's a very, there's a quality of like jeans, like sleek jeans or something
clean
that.
Lines.
You
bold
yeah.
colors.
Yeah.
No goofy patterns. No flowy tops.
No.
Clean lines. So yeah, sleek, but what was the other word you used?
Rugged.
Rugged. Yes. It's very survivalist chic.
Yes, yes, kind of, but without and also more like a real balance between masculine and feminine vibes.
Yeah.
You know, some feminine tops with the more masculine pants or shoes or something. There's a quality in there that's always like, what? That's an interesting way to put that outfit together. But
yeah.
It still looks nice. Carhartts are some of my favorites, so I've always loved Carhartts. And Randy knows me so well. He knows that I've been coveting. I won't buy it because we don't really have enough snow. But there are these pink overalls that are quilted on the inside, so they're super quilted warm, and they're really, really cool. But I wouldn't wear them around here anymore because it's not even that cold.
I would Venmo you $25 if you call up Holly Katz and say you want her to style you in rugged chic.
Hey, listen. Holly gets me.
Holly did not like those knit pants, Amber. I posted crocheted man's pants, and her comment was, dead to me, period.
But see, I think, you know what, though, John? I'm telling you, Holly gets me. She saw how I dressed when I was at She Podcast Live. She got my vibe. She like,
does.
She and she's like, oh, you don't need any help. You know how to dress yourself. And I was like, yeah, I'm serious. Like,
yeah, because she was asking how she could be involved in the next event. And I was like, I mean, being the stylist is really important. She goes, yeah, for you. Elsie doesn't need me.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you, man.
You know what that means?
But she didn't say that, John. She didn't say that in the sense that, like.
Yes, she does.
I'm going to give
exactly
her
exactly what
shit.
She means.
No, I mean, I'm saying, like, she doesn't. Because you're right. It's like, it's sort of like.
I give up.
I don't even know, like, what's another thing.
Well, Elsie used to model. Elsie knows how to dress. She knows how to do her makeup. She doesn't need an expert to be like, here, put this and this together. She knows what looks good on her body. I, on the other hand, can go in any direction at any given time. So I need to be reined in. Otherwise, I would be wearing a glittery hefty bag and be done with it.
Rugged chic. I could just, I can see it now. Nolan and Holly sitting there saying, okay, we have to do rugged chic, and no one's saying, say what? I'll jump into traffic first.
Oh, Nolan is not rugged. That's
rugged
true.
Chic. I actually, I think I said rugged sleek, but I think I read, I like did. Rugged sleek.
Oh, it's rugged sleek.
Somehow. You did.
Can that please be the title of this episode? Rugged sleek.
Rugged sleek, yes. Rugged sleek. This episode, maybe we should talk about some of this stuff. But
yes. Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's talk about some podcasting things.
Yeah. But this was fun though. Okay. Oh, I wanted to tell you one more thing though. I cloned our voices.
I know you did. You Descript did say
has
that.
This, yeah. So Descript has this capability, and no, they're not paying us. This is not an ad. Where if you upload about a 40-minute audio, it will clone your voice. Then you can overdub anything with yourself. So I've overdubbed. I did Elsie, and I did myself, and it's actually quite good. The only problem is we sound completely devoid of inflection.
Changing the subject now.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. So before we get into the news, which is what's coming up, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor. We're going to have a sponsor for a couple months. They were also a sponsor of the event, Linktree, which is the influencer's best friend. There is a better way to share links with your followers, you guys. All that copy-pasting, go here, go there, download that app. That stuff is a thing of the past, thanks to Linktree. With Linktree, creators, brands, and businesses can build custom launch pads for their digital lives. You can share links, embed videos, direct your fans to an e-commerce shop, even collect tips all in one place. If you go to Linktree.com, you can get 3 free months of Linktree Pro. 3 free months. Just use the coupon code SHEPODCAST and check it out. If you don't have it by now, what are you doing? That's
what
all I'm saying.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Okay.
Also, I mean, just to add to that, you can use Linktree in so many different ways. In so many different ways. You can have a Linktree URL for your business cards, if you'd like, because those things can be updated fairly easily and everybody can find your links. I know everybody generally uses it on Instagram, but you can use it as your signature at the bottom of an email. Like, you can have them in so many different ways.
Yep, so true. You can do a million things with it, and people do. Linktree.com, She Podcast. Okay, the news. Yep.
The news you can use for the informed podcaster. Podcasting news.
When I saw this article come through my feeds, I was like, oh, I wish we could discuss this. So it was an article.
And now your wish can come true.
And now my wish can come true. I know I had to go back and Hey-o. Fish it out. So this is actually from the Latin Times, which I
know,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah, that's what it
I
says.
I thought it said LA Times, but you're right. It's Latin Times.
So the title of this is Harry, Meghan unlikely to receive $25 million from Spotify after first episode didn't make the cut? Question mark. So part of the reason that I wanted to bring this up is because there's a lot of folks out there who are creating these deals, right? There's so much talk about making millions of dollars in podcasting and getting these deals with the larger organizations where they're, you know, and part of it is that there are a couple of different levels to when those deals are made. Yes, I'm going to talk about it from the platform side of things, not from the creator side of things, but from the platform side of things. Anytime that you make a deal with somebody that is of note, that is an opportunity for you to be talked about in the space. So that it's PR. It's essentially PR. Sometimes these deals are going down. They don't have quite a plan yet, but it's a general idea where you and I are going to work together. And really the whole thing is it's a promise. It's a promise, but it's also a big PR push to just get news people paying attention. Oh my God, Spotify has yet another influencer in the mix. They are so getting all the people to come to their platform. Oh my God.
It's very true.
Part of it is that you hear all these deals and people are like, oh my God, but nobody really sees where the content is coming from. I mean, I haven't heard much from this deal either when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle they made this deal or whatevs.
It was a while ago.
And it seems like it says the deal was signed in December last year and they were supposed to, I guess, start to produce a show. But I guess only one 35-minute episode has been produced so far. And I don't know what happened. I mean, I didn't go down the rabbit hole on this at all, but I don't even know. Is it in Spotify?
I didn't look either,
but maybe you can do that right now because you're really good at looking up things while we're recording.
Yeah. Let me look. I will say this, though. This isn't the only show I've heard of where we were promised a show from someone and they have yet to have anything but a trailer. Like, I feel like there's others like that. Not Michelle, but somebody big like that.
I have that feeling as well. I'm not sure when it comes to this stuff if it's one of those things where, can you imagine? I mean, actually, I think that this happened with us as well. It's one of those things where people want to work with people. They want to work with us and they sort of expect that we'll just come up with the content because we're like that. And, you know, whenever you're developing content, it really has to be in alignment with what you want to. I mean, do you remember when we were trying to create a show together, John and you and I? And
absolutely.
We're like, oh, my God. So
you weren't
hard.
Talking about podcasting. It was for Wondery or I forget the network.
No. It was for radio. Okay. It was for radio.
Oh, that's right. You were going to do radio.
Yeah, it was for like a radio/podcast, but that it needed to be more appealing to more people than podcast. Okay, yes, you did find the podcast.
Oh,
on
my Spotify? God. Not only is it outdated, but it's December 2020.
That's when they published it?
That's when they published it. It's been over a year.
Wow.
With no nothing.
They have nothing to talk about. Nothing.
I think they're just busy. Maybe they were trying to see how popular the audio special would be. But here's the thing. Since that time, they've done that big thing on Oprah. Maybe they're played out. Like, maybe people don't need to hear what they have to say since they've been talking all over the internet for 2 years.
Well,
it's like enough already.
If someone said to me, we're going to pay you $25 million and you have to put a podcast out, I would find something to talk about. I would make something to talk about. I would be out doing things so I could talk about these things so I could get my $25 million. The fact that they are not doing a show and they're going to lose $25 million tells me everything I need to know about those two. Who can afford that?
Wait, no, but hold up. Hold up here, though, John. Let's talk about the business aspect of it just for a moment. This is a quote that really called my attention in the article. This is the quote. Quote, giving examples of music deals, he said that this goes back decades, that when people talk about a large deal, like singer Robbie Williams signing a deal for £15 million or something, it does not mean he gets that amount on day one. So the problem in case of Harry and Meghan, the media lawyer would imagine, is that when they talk about a $25 million Spotify podcast deal, it, quote, probably means that they have signed their first product, in this case, a podcast, then have many, many options for further products.
And probably.
According to him, those options are in the company's favor and not in Meghan and Harry's favor. I mean, I think that there's something to be said about the way that these deals are negotiated and what's happening here, because we think that it's all really on the up and up, and then you are going to get that money, because I have seen, even when companies are acquired or when you have these large deals, it's not like you make the deal, you get the papers, and then you've got that money in the bank. That's not what happens. You know, there's different ways in which people are paid. And in one of those, I don't know. I just feel like that, again, I feel it's a PR move in so many different ways.
For both?
I don't know.
In other words, Harry and Meghan are getting talked about, and then Spotify's getting talked about. And so they both got this big publicity surge, and then now it's been a year and nothing's coming out. So now it's a publicity surge to talk about
about the fact that, exactly, and it could actually be there's a possibility it could also be a ploy, because they are going to be putting an episode out very soon. I guess I'm bringing this up just because, number one, podcasting is hard to be able to develop something like this. And it's so much easier to do it on a low. Like, I would figure that, like, if Jess and I got funding, not from a big company, but like, let's say we got funding to produce this show or whatever in a much larger capacity, I feel that Jess and I could execute on the production much faster than if a Spotify was involved in the mix, because they'd have to. There's just so much more red tape about everything. Whereas we could just go like, let's just do it. Let's put it out there. So I think that there's something to be said about those negotiations. Like it's, oh my God, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Or maybe we can do this, or they're too busy to do that. And we have in-house knowledge of being able to execute on something like this. Whereas, you know, Harry and Meghan, maybe they don't even know like where they, like maybe even just recording is an issue.
What?
Maybe just recording is an issue. Like, where are they going to do it?
I mean, they're very busy and important, you know?
Are they?
No one cared that they, it's like Bonnie just said, they did one episode, no one cared. So right. Why would they get paid to do the rest of the, you know, the rest of the money if no one's going to listen to it? And I don't think anyone's going to listen to it.
And the other thing is like, it's also the amount, like people have also thought that just putting out a tweet or doing a PR is going to magically get you the audience. And there are some folks that happens with, that they can do that. There are some that actually, that is totally what happens. But The majority of folks, even if you're a superstar, it does not happen that way. I'm sorry, there's very few people who can just do a couple little things without some serious promotion around it. And I saw no promotion about the podcast episode. So I don't know.
You have to be entertaining. You have to be able to hold somebody's interest.
I haven't listened to the show, so I can't really...
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that, yes, there can be all kinds of publicity and people will come listen to the first one and maybe the second and maybe up to five. But if they're not, if they're just, if it's nothing, if there's nothing going on, then they're going to be like, why am I listening to this? That's right. I don't have to. I go back to my podcasting thing.
Well, that's right.
Podcast listeners are like deer. They're hard to attract and easy to spook.
That's right.
Bonnie's given us the scoop here on the PR stuff in there.
She's down a rabbit hole.
All the kinds of stuff that she's doing. But anyway, yes, it feels to me that it was very unorganized. And then like there's folks that are just saying yes, 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 yes. But anyway, coming back to us in the everydayness of us as podcasters, I do feel that we have to be wary whenever there is a large deal presented to us of expectations. And I would actually also take the onus of being able to be responsible enough to be able to go, can I actually deliver on this content? Or is this going to be something that I'm going to need more support with? Obviously, if 25 million comes our way, we'll probably work towards making do and like saying yes. But if it's something smaller, maybe it's, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 or $20,000, what's the price point that you are able to execute into whatever the creative ask is? I think that that's also something for us to think about when those deals come our way, because a lot of the time we just think of the money and we don't realize it may be there's stipulation around getting that cash and how much of it and when does it get given and, you know, all of those things. So
tell me there wouldn't be a market for Elsie and Jess Talks Pop Culture and the News.
I mean, why not?
Could be a market for that.
Sure,
You know, it's hard when you have all the, I mean, it's hard sometimes when we just have an ad, when we just have a sponsor. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, we have to talk about the sponsor. Not that we don't love sponsors. We love our sponsors.
What are you
saying?
We
love our sponsors. What I'm saying is like, sometimes it gets like, we get so
why
into
do you
the
hate
show.
Money? Let's talk about that another time.
No, it's not about that. It's not that. I'm just talking about the logistics.
She hates it.
Y'all, no. I'm cool with it. I'm totally cool with this. In fact, I want more. I'm just saying.
Do you?
In the way that we record our show, sometimes we forget and then we have to go, oh my God.
First thing we would do is if someone offered $25 million for you two to do a show, the first thing I would do is I would immediately go out and hire a handler for Elsie. Elsie would get a handler, all right? There's someone that would keep her. It's just like, it's okay, calm down, breathe, do some yoga.
Keep her in line, damn it.
Yeah, yeah, keep her in line. And then just bring her to the microphone, set her down and say, this is, okay, go. And then after the show's over, they get her up, they take her out, they get her some water or, you know, something that she, I don't know, whatever she drinks, whatever hippie stuff.
Sit down. You might be onto something.
That green thing that she drinks, you know. Yeah, there you go. Amber's already
You might be onto something, John.
Yeah.
I really liked having Aaron. Remember when Aaron took me from teaching a yoga class to go get dressed up at She Podcast Live? I had a handler. I really appreciated that.
You need a handler.
Good stuff.
It was.
You did have a handler. It's
I
good
did
stuff.
Have a handler. But anyway, let's move on, y'all. Let's move on.
Shall
but
we?
Before we continue on, though, I just want to shout out. I am so glad Patrick Keller is in the house. Maybe Yay! He's still here or not, Hello. But congratulations on being here today Hello. And hanging out with us. I know teaching school is not the best thing at this moment. Love you and glad to see you that you're showing up. So now it's a Weird and Wild Show of the Week.
Weird and Wild.
Weird and Wild.
Weird and Wild. Show of the Week.
Gosh, I love that.
It's been a long time since we've done that.
We need a new one.
That is a young voice, isn't it?
It's a young voice, no longer that. Okay, so this is, weirdly, again, looking through my feeds, I bumped up against this podcast, and it's called Hacking Your ADHD. Hacking Your ADHD. And this was my very first podcast episode that I listened to in 2022, which is... was also notable. I like to note, I always write down the first episode, what show it is that I never choose it. It's not like I make it precious. I never make a precious choice as it means so much. I just like to note where I'm feeling the need to listen. So, and the first episode that I listened to, and also how cool is his artwork? Isn't it so nice?
It is really nice.
Hacking Your ADHD. I really love it. It looks great in a small screen.
Yeah.
The first episode I listened to was about caffeine, and it was great. It's very, mm-hmm. it's a shortish show, shortish in the sense that it's like about 30 minutes for some of the solo episodes.
It's actually not that short for a show about ADHD.
Yeah, but he's really specific.
I know. It's a great show. I'm just saying.
Like I'm saying it's like he's really specific in the way that he delivers the content. So as an ADHD person, you don't go like, oh my God. Like, you don't get to the point where it's just like, enough. It's very, like, there's no extra filler things. And at the end, he will summarize the points, which is my favorite part.
I'll bet. Because you've been spacing like, out the whole time. We all know.
It's essentially the last part is the whole, like, if you don't listen to anything, you can just go all the way to the end and listen to the last 2 minutes, and then you'll get it all in bullet points. Which is great. But it was so good. And the conversations that he's been having. And I think what I like about it is that it is, he's very mindful about editing the show well and making it succinct and actionable afterwards. So I'm stoked. He had an interview with a therapist that is specific for children with ADHD. So I was super excited. I grabbed that link because they do virtual stuff. And I thought, oh my God, this is fantastic. I love this. They have a whole protocol with children with ADHD. And I just thought, like, this is fantastic. So I just wanted to share it. If you guys want to check it out, if this is your cup of tea, and mind you, even if you're not, have not been diagnosed with ADHD, it's got a lot of really great actionable things. Or if you are living with an ADHD person, it's also really awesome for you to learn what's going on with their little
brain.
With their little brains.
I just subscribed. So, I want to listen to this.
Yay.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's great because the shows that I like with those, I just look at the titles and I'm like, what am I in the mood to listen? What kind of conversation do I want to listen to? And I love it when it's topic driven, which is not what our show is. Our show does not have what his show is. Like, meaning I went in and I was like, I want to know about caffeine. Mm. I want to know about therapy with kids. It's very specific. And I love that. So, anywho,
Thank you for that.
Yay.
A good resource. Very good.
A good resource.
All right. Speaking of resources, Multimount.
Oh, yeah. So, do you want to do some tool tips? These are my last tool tips.
Always.
And we can, like,
Elsie's tool tips.
You know how you just said that you wanted the Oculus. I mean, that was your present.
Oculus Prime. No, the Oculus Quest 2, yes.
Quest, yes. Well, I think that this is what I'm going to buy myself for my birthday, is I'm going to level up my setup here.
Nice.
That we have. This is from Elgato. Elgato does a lot of streaming hardware stuff. They do so many different things. They do lights. They do the Stream Deck. I think they have microphones too.
Not to be confused with El Guapo.
Not to be confused with El Guapo, yeah. So they have this multi-mount system, which are what do you call these things? Like, now I don't even know what you call them. This thing.
Boom arm?
Yes.
That's a boom, yeah.
Like, they have boom army things, like, that you put in different places on your desk. And you can set them up so it holds all the stuff, right? Because a lot of the times when you're streaming, or if I, like, the way that I'm here, there's a ring light, the camera's there, I have a mic that's coming over here. If I wanted to do what happened is when I streamed live to Instagram Live, I sometimes have to, like, put up another thing up here because I'm doing it in two different places. I'm doing it through my phone or my iPad and onto the computer. So all of these things. And so I have boxes upon boxes on my desk. It's all layered up and it's just clutter. And it's annoying because I can't actually use this as my desk because I have boxes upon boxes upon boxes of crap everywhere. And so this would help me attach it to the desk, be able to put up all the things that I want and give me aesthetic and space so that I can come and work without, because right now I have no space. I'm gonna move my camera so that you can see what I have. Okay. See this? Look at that. Those are boxes.
Yep.
And this is another thing here that I bought so that I can have it lift up. And I put my iPad there sometimes. This is where my computer is. And it's on, like, all these boxes from Apple are great. I keep all those boxes. That's where the computer is. And then this little thing that connects there with the Rodecaster Pro, all of that stuff is a yoga block because I need to do all the things. So I'm kind of annoyed by the fact that I'm so innovative in the way that I've been working with my thing, but it's kind of not cool. I want to make it more sleek.
Yeah.
And
that's
my thing. So I want to get that. I think you guys should definitely see it. I'm sorry, what?
Something like this that's on the screen?
Something like that. But actually the Elgato stuff is, yes, I'm going to get something like that, but I'm going to get an external monitor.
I just don't feel like
well.
It's the right level. I need something like that too.
Yeah. And so I want to get it so that I'm able to move up and down so I can sit down and I can stand up and then not have to, like, push the blah and thing and then the cord and then the thing. It's too much. So I love that. It's my favorite.
Good tool.
It's a good, cool tool.
The
tip,
light,
right?
Looks really good. Their equipment looks really neat and high tech and good.
Again, sleek.
Mm-hmm.
Sleek, rugged and sleek. You feeling my vibe?
Yeah, super excited.
Rugged, sleek.
I am actually going to pass this tool tip off to you, Jeff.
Who, me? Who?
Yeah, who, you, the next tool tip, because I want to get your thoughts on this interesting little thing that is here.
I'm excited. Okay, let's take a look. The podcast font. Yeah, I was just looking at that. I'm not sure why it's useful, but it is neat. So the podcast font, it says, have you ever struggled to find a podcast platform icon? If you have, this font is for you. It provides all the icons you need for your website, your podcast app, or your podcast documents. And it's used by Pod News where it was publicly announced. So basically, a font, it's a glyph font. And a glyph font is the kind of thing where if you touch A, one little picture comes up. If you touch B, one little picture comes up. If you touch C, et cetera, and so on. So what's great about it is that it has the usual, like, magnifying glass and, like, you know, goofy whatever. But it also has some of the really important companies like Blueberry. I mean, just because this is the beginning of the alphabet, Blueberry, Buzzsprout, Captivate, Castos, Fireside, Headliner, which is useful. I have separately had to Google and download every single one of these multiple times. So I guess it's helpful, but it looks just like it's black and white. I guess you could probably color them whatever color you needed to color them. But I am not of the opinion that a glyph font is the best way to go on a website. That's just me. I prefer to upload the image, because then it looks the way it's supposed to look and not however your computer and or their display interprets the font. I mean, it's just not my favorite. That said, I like the innovation of having the different companies on here. I think that's neat because you just have it at the tip of your fingers. But I don't know that I would use it yet because a font can only be one color. And like Captivates is very nuanced, their coloring, and you know, Blueberry's blue. And just like, I don't think that'll really represent the companies as well as it would if you downloaded the icon. So that's just me.
The icons. Yeah. And I think though, but on that website though, do you see on the top right how it's green? It's like a dark, dark green. So then you can
change the color of your text on any website. I mean, that's true, but it's still one color.
Right. It is just one color. I was thinking about it less about website and more about being able to quickly create some great Canva artwork. You know what I mean? Like little graphics where like sometimes you are
actually you can bring it in Canva, but you can't see every alphabet letter. Like nowhere in Canva is it like, which letter would you like? Here are them all. It just says the name of the font and then you just choose it. And then you will have to go through typing the whole thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
like an
true.
Illustrator, you can, if you download the font, you can open it in Illustrator and they have a window called glyphs. You open it, you double click the glyph you want, boom, it's in the art. But Canva won't do that. You have to type as if it were a font and then choose the one and then, you know, size it accordingly. So that's why I don't think it's that crazy amazing yet. Maybe it will get better. I mean, and also it's just nice to have these all in one place so you don't have to dig around for them. But I mean, like, if you've been in this industry for more than a year, you probably dug around for them already. That's all. Yeah, that's all. I mean, it's a, I would call it a, give it like a C plus. Not because it's a bad product, but because I'm not sure it's useful. Yeah. It's a good product.
I that's why I passed it off to you because I was like, look, it's so cool. Podcast font.
Also, I'm assuming we're not part of this alphabet, which gives it a few dings.
Right. But then also, do we really have a black and white interpretation of part of our logo?
We actually do, as a matter of fact.
Of what she podcasts the entire word?
No, just
all the words?
No. Just the head. I have a black and white head.
You have a black and white head?
I do. Yes, of course.
We should definitely ask them to do the black and white head.
Should I give it to them, you think?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
I mean,
I could.
Hey, maybe that'll take them up to a B.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they have some neat ones here, like podcast chapters and like they have clapping and yeah, they have some cool doodads. But also there's a site called flaticon.com. It's like hundreds of thousands of icons. I don't know that they're podcasting specifically, but I mean like any icon you could ever dream up. Spas and unicorns and birthday parties and American flags and...
Oh my.
Yeah. Flaticon.com. It's not expensive and it's like everything under the sun. Now, does it have these specific companies? Probably not. But again, just a quick Google, Captivate icon, boosh, there it is.
Boosh, there it is.
Then you just right-click, download that puppy, and there you go.
Right-click, download that. Well, thank you, Jess.
That was such
a wonderful redux of that in a way that I would have never been able to talk about it.
Yeah. So. To end out, because we've been talking for an hour, it looks like Elsie's doing a TikTok webinar on Libsyn.
Oh, yes, I am.
How exciting.
I am going to be doing a TikTok webinar. It's going to be my very first webinar of the year.
You better learn something because TikTok's been so fun lately.
I know. I better learn something too.
I did six this morning, as a matter of fact.
Oh my gosh. You are phenomenal about that. Yeah, so I have someone that I met. Samuel actually pitched me. He sent me an email. Sweet. And his pitch was interesting enough to me that I reached back out and we sat down and we chatted and he kind of pitched doing a webinar and I was like, okay. And we kind of came up with the content. His initial pitch, I was like, that's not going to be the best choice for us because it was a little bit more aimed towards stuff that we've already covered in the past when it comes to podcasting stuff, you know. And so I thought, oh, this would be really great because I do find this very intriguing. And he was like all in on it. So I am really excited. Again, it is for free. You can find the link in the show notes and just sign up for it. It's going to be happening on January 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And yes, if you sign up and you can attend, there will be a right afterwards. There's going to be a replay.
And yay, replay!
Super cool dude. very excited about learning how to do all the, well, he's just going to show us what he's done with clients and with his own show and how he's been optimizing all of the creation of the videos and the TikTok reels that are TikTok bits, you know, the little videos things, but it's very podcast centric. So it's not like this is how to do TikTok. It's just optimizing it for content production. And I asked him to give us a little bit of workflow hacks because I know we all have a bazillion things we wish we could do. And it's like, listen, I can barely record the show.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Is that true? No, it's not.
So that's why I asked him, I go like, what's the workflow? Because they do audio and video and the TikTok stuff. So it's really intriguing. And so hopefully that'll be a little bit helpful.
That is going to be awesome. Thank you. So yeah, don't forget to check our show notes for the sign up for that. Or just go to libsyn.com. I'm sure you'll be able to see where to sign up. And all of you should learn TikTok because it is so fun. You know what I'm doing on TikTok right now? I have my own personal collection of weirdos. That's what I feel. Every time I follow someone, I'm like, okay, you're weird enough for the collection. Okay, oh you're weird gosh. Enough for the collection. It's a big collection of weirdos at this point, but it's so fun. Anyway. It's true. People are so goddamn weird on there. You have no idea.
I mean, gosh,
that's really fun. This morning, I sent Elsie a video of a cat dry heaving because it reminded me of Isaac. I don't know if you remember, John, when he used to gag and barf at everything. Like everything made him gag and barf. And this somebody's holding up a shrimp to this kitty, and she goes, "It's so funny." The noise is. Gosh. I don't know why I'm ending with this. I'm sorry. This is a terrible way to end our show.
Yes, it is terrible.
All right, I'm just going to end it. Thank you guys so much for listening to She Podcasts. Check out our website, shepodcasts.com, for all the links we talked about today. Follow us on social at She Podcasts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you want to send us an email, you should do so, feedback@shepodcasts.com. And keep a lookout for our membership, which is coming at you in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening. Those of you who are here with us live, thank you. We love you.
Mean
and
it.
To all of you. Oh, yeah. Oops. Sorry. Love you. Sorry. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye. I blew that. Bye. Bye. I totally blew that. I'm so sorry.
Your editor hates you right now.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.